again, I'm sorry if I'm making problems with the recordings. But this has to be put down, la halacha, in terms of, I think this is the pshat of the Ramesh Guru. What a contrast between two different sugyas. The Hanaz Garon and the basic Lamdisha Machlokis versus over here, just to work out the basic shitas in our sugya is extremely, extremely important, the sugya of Tzlaf. So let's take a look. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzlaf shel Orla B'chutz La'aretz, Zorek Esef Yonis Ve'ofna Esef Kepris. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, notice, he starts off with the halacha of Orla. So he says that one is allowed to eat the Kepris and there's no issue of Orla. Lim Meimra, the Evyonis Piri V'Kepris and Lav Piri. Uriminu Amine Netzba. What are Amine Netzba? Ala Olva Tmaro Sam Bar Piyadama. Lavyosat Kafrisin Baumer Bar Priyate. So we have a stira between Kafrisin and Kafrisin. The Hainu over here, we had learned in this price that Kafrisin is considered a pri. And yet earlier, we had learned vis-a-vis Arla that it's not considered a pri in Chutzlaret. Of course, all the Rishonim will make a big deal about the fact that the Gemara right off the bat equates the halacha of Orla in Chutz La'aretz with the halacha of Bracha. That it seems from here in the initial hashva of the Gemara that the two are connected. So notice, anybody that's going to try to differentiate between the two is going to have to deal, I don't know how they're going to deal with it, but they'll have to deal with it that the Gemara is mashveh the two. So how do we? So the Gemara again assumes that if the halacha is that you could be mekil in chutz la'aretz, so then that shows us that it's not going to be considered a pri. Yet the Braisa said you make a bar priet. So now the Gemara goes into the approach of not differentiating between arla and bracha, but rather immediately the Gemara says there are different shitas over here. You got to collect the shitas. Who da amar k'Rabbi Akiva? Who's who? Let's make sure all the shitas are clear. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. He's following the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. This not. Rabbi Eliezer, a mitzlaf misaser, tomorrow's vavyons v'kafris. By the way, the ra'ah spells out the botany over here of what are all these things. The tomorrow's are a type of leaf that grows out, a type of seed that grows out that has some type of fruit quality to it. Avyonos is, of course, the fruit itself. The kafrisin is the shell of it. So Rabbi Eliezer says, when it comes to this tzlaf, so then you give meiser from all those things. The tamaros of Yonos and Kafrisin. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein misatzer el of Yonos bilvat. So we have fundamental machlokis of whether we look at the tamaros and the Kafrisin as a pri. Rabbi Akiva says only the Yonos are a pri. Okay, so at the end of the day, that's going to be the shita that says that you reviewed Amarav, that says you could be make on the Kafrisin. V'neim alach k'Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't Rabbi Amarav just say that he was found in Rabbi Akiva? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav wanted to make sure, Emir Tzeshem, one day we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, and we're going to have the halachas of Maestros. So then I would have mixed you up. What is chus to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael, to have so many of these halachas that apply? That these halachas don't apply in chutz la'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, then you would have to be machmir. V'neima halach k'Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. So let him say the halachas like Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. The kol mekel b'aretz halach k'mos l'chutz la'aretz. Iyam rihachi, if I would have said this, hava mina hani mili gabi maisa ilan. If b'aretz gufa midrabanan. Avol gabi arla, the b'aretz midaraisa emin b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzar. I would have thought that when it comes to Arla, then in such a case you should be machmir also in Chutz La'aretz, because it's min ha-Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malon, no. The Chiddush is to say, not this way. So what we're going to do now, Rabbi Osai, is break apart the Gemara into two halves. We're going to read Rashi over here, make a few Ha'aras in Rashi, and then continue on and see how the Gemara is saying Yiddish, fears ice. I have to prepare the guys in the mirror for a little bit of Yiddish. So how the Gemara fears ice means how the Gemara follows through in the halacha of Kafrisin. But now let's just see this havamina of the Gemara, that when it comes to Arla, I would have thought that since in Eretz Yisrael the whole halacha is a daraisa, so maybe you should be machmir in chutz la'aretz as well. Kamash malon, that we don't say that. So let's see the whole Rashi. Arla b'chutz la'aretz, midivrei seifrim. So first of all, this Rashi is very difficult. Rashi here says that arla chutz la'aretz is midivrei seifrim. So it happens to be that I had mentioned to you that this is Rashi's shita. The Rashi sometimes says that arla chutz la'aretz is midivrei seifrim. However, the pashtus of the Gemara is not this way. The pashtus of the Gemara is that arla in chutz la'aretz is not midivrei seifrim, it's not midrabanan. But rather, let's take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the halacha is, and this is the truth, is Rashi himself bears this out in Kedushin as well, that Arla, Chutz La'aretz, is halacha l'moshe misina. Midivrei Sofrim sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. So Tzarech Yun, number one, just in fearing us the Rashi, is how is it that Midivrei Sofrim, Rashi says midivrei seifrim, at the end of the day, that sounds that it's only a derabbanan. Okay. What does that contradict? If you want something black on white that it contradicts? So Rashi in Kedusha and Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that arla b'chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misina. It doesn't call it midivrei seifrim. Could be, by the way, once upon a time I quoted the Rashi, I mixed up the Rashis. I quoted a Rashi in Kedusha. It's a Rashi in Brachos that says it's a midivrei seifrim. I thought there was another Rashi as well. But Rashi in Kedushin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that the Arla in Chutz La'aretz is halach l'moshe misinai. And that's Mefurish in the Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. That's Mefurish in the Gemara as well. So that's Tzarech Yun number one. Tzarech Yun, let's continue on in Rashi. D'kala mekel ba'aretz. When it comes to Arla, kala mekel ba'aretz halacha k'mosu b'chutz la'aretz. The kiman teina min haTorah halacha achar mekel. Since it's not min haTorah, so then one goes after the lenient position. So Rabbo said, this is also difficult. This Rav Sternbuch asks. First kasha is my own. It's even simpler. Rav Sternbuch in his sefer, he has a cute sefer on brachos called Pshat V'Iyun. He asks a couple of Pshatovna questions in the sefer. So there, Rav Sternbuch asks, at the end of the day, that's not the reason that we say kol mekel baretz halacha k'mosu b'chutz la'aretz. If you look up the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, particularly the Shita of Rashi over there, is that the halacha l'moshe misinai is that in Chutz La'aretz you're machmir on a vadai, and nemra halacha, Rashi Dibra Masil kach nemra, in Kedushin Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, kach nemra halacha l'moshe, then the halacha to Moshe was said that you should be machmir on a vadai in Chutz La'aretz, b'mekil on a safek. Hence, he asks, Rashi seems to contradict himself. He asks that Rashi's against the Gemara. But I would ask that Rashi seems to contradict himself, that the Gemara with Rashi's explanation is, at the end of the day, that the halacha is that we're machmir in Eretz Yisrael, but mekel in Chutz La'aretz. That itself is the halacha Moshe Misinai. Not because the kima de'enu min haTorah, but rather the halacha Moshe Misinai itself is that you're mekel. Not because enu min haTorah. Rashi's not, doesn't seem to be meduyah. So Rav Sternbuch there has a teretz. You'll take a look at his teretz that he gives. I was very happy that Simcha was mechavin to the Pnei Yoshua's teretz in this approach. If you have the Pnei Yoshua, I'll just show you the Pnei Yoshua's mouth. It could very well be, this is Pshat Tovna problems, and in of itself it's valuable by itself, the Pnei Yoshua's Ha'aros. It could be that this might be relevant in our Maskana as well in the Sugya of Kafrisin. If you take a look, the Pnei Yoshua gives the following Pshat. Why did Rashi say Midivrei Seifrim? In other words, the Pnei Yoshua addresses Tzarech Yun number one. Why Rashi say Midivrei Seifrim? Says the Pnei Yoshua, near the sugi the shmeitzin efrichu lefarish came with amrina b'samuch aval gabe arla de ba'aretz mida oraisa. So the Pnei Yoshua has the following deal. The Gemara says aval gabe arla de ba'aretz mida oraisa ema b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzar. See, he's medayek that the Gemara says that arla and chutz la'aretz is min haTorah. So what's that? And arla and chutz, I'm sorry, in Eretz Yisrael is min haTorah. What's a mashma? That arla and chutz la'aretz is midrabanan. Mashma de b'chutz la'aretz lo habe el midrabanan. So says the Pnei Yoshua like this. I'm adding words to Pnei Yeshua, but I think it's all latent in what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. We think that the halacha is that in Chutz Laretz we're makel because it's halacha l'moshe misinai. And that's what Rashi tells us, Lamed Tes Amid Aleph in Kedushin. However, Rashi in Brachos, Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, is going with Pshuto Kedarko B'Kodesh. Rashi goes with what's most mukhruch in the Gemara itself. Rashi's the Mefarish in the Gemara. So in this Gemara itself, it's mashma that Arla and Chutz Laretz is not based on halacha l'moshe misinai, but it's only a Derabban. You could be mefakbek with the Pnei Yoshua's diyuk. But this is what the Pnei Yoshua says. It's mashma that Arla and Eretz Yisrael is daraisa. Chutz Laretz is only midrabanan. Hence Rashi, when he goes through the whole sugya, doesn't go with what he says in Kedushin. In Kedushin there, he's going with the Pashtus of the Gemara. Here, Rashi, for some reason, feels that the Pashtus is darabanan. What's the Pnei Yoshua's reason why the Pashtus is darabanan? Pashtus, according to Pnei Yoshua, is because the Gemara says, Arla Beretz Yisrael is daraisa. Mashma then Chutz Laretz, it's only midrabban. Aye, how can you go against the Beferish Gemara? At the end of the day, the Gemara on Kedushin seems to be not that way. So you're just going to say that Rashi's ignoring the Gemara on Kedushin? So the Pnei Yeshua goes a little better. He says, no, Rashi not only is not just simply ignoring the Gemara on Kedushin, Rashi's doing more. The Gemara in Kedushin actually has another opinion. And the Gemara in Kedushin says that there are two ways to understand the halacha of Arla Chutz Laretz. One is that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, but the Gemara in Lamed Ches Amud Beis in Kedushin also quotes those who say that it's a halacha that's called Hilchas Medina. The halacha of the Medina. What is halacha of Medina? The halacha of the Medina. So Rashi there on Lamed Ches Amud Beis says, they had a mihug of chumra in Chutz La'aretz. Oh, so says the Pnei Yoshua like this. One way of understanding Arla b'Chutz La'aretz is that it's a straight up halacha l'moshe misinai that you're making on a suffix. The other way of understanding Arla b'Chutz La'aretz is that it's a straight up derabbanan. The halacha l'moshe misinai was something else. Halacha l'moshe misinai is something else. Maybe it wasn't halacha l'moshe misinai at all. There was no halacha l'moshe misinai. And Medina means that there were no egg in Chutz La'aretz. What's that? That sounds like a straight up derabbanan. The Hainu that the Rabbanan came along and said that something along the lines of you shouldn't forget the idea of Arla in Chutz La'aretz, so be no egg Arla in Chutz La'aretz. This is the Pnei Yoshua's Mahalo. So basically what emerges is you're right. There's a Rashi in Kedusha Lamed Tesamon Aleph. Rashi in the Mishnah Lamed Zayin says that Arla is halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the maskana, but there is a shita that holds differently. So Rabbi say you should have noticed when you read the Rashi, should have noticed these nuances in Rashi, as Rav Sternbuch notices in the second Rashi. And I'm arguing that the two Rashis are connected together. Pnei Yoshua, I don't know if he puts the two together, but once you have our two diukim Rashi, one was made by the Pnei Yoshua, the other is made by Rav Sternbuch. At the end of the day, the two flow. Dahainu. On the one hand, it's midivrei sofrim. The Pnei Yoshua explains that there is such a shita, even though that's not accepted. And then, therefore, if it's midivrei sofrim, says based on the rule, not that there's halacha l'moshe misinai l'kula, but rather there's halacha of kivan eim min atara halacha achara mekel. So two Rashis are going to be connected to each other. I just throw out for you to think out loud if everything that we're about to say, where we get into the nuances of Kafrisin, maybe that's, it's not a coincidence that Rashi also brought in this Din D'Rabbanan as well. Not only for the Pnei Yoshua's, because what does the Pnei Yoshua say? At the end of the day, it's based on a diuk in Lashon Gemara. Ba'aretz Midoraisa, Mashma Chutz La'aretz. No, you could make a fact based with that diuk. You could say that when the Gemara says Ba'aretz Midoraisa, it means that in Eretz Yisrael it's Midoraisa. In Chutz La'aretz says Halacha L'moshe Misinai, as opposed to being Mefurish B'Kra. But the Pnei Yoshua says that's what compelled Rashi. Maybe there are other things as well that might be compelling Rashi over here in this direction. But either way, whether it's the only thing or not, this is good pshat in the reading of Rashi. Yes, ma'am.
So how could you be makel in Chutz La'aretz with a suffix?
What?
How could you be makel with a suffix?
Oh, so this is off of our topic, but just in one sentence, I'll give you 35 pages of reference material. The Encyclopedia Talmudis discusses halacha l'moshe misinai. To look up over there, yeah, it does a Kedarkam B'Kodesh, they do a beautiful job. one of the things they point out is that Rashi over there actually learns that the halacha l'Moshe miSinai was to be machmer on a vadai and makel on a suffik. That was all part of the halacha l'Moshe miSinai. That's part of the halacha l'Moshe miSinai itself. I think that answers your question. Let's continue on in the Gemara. So once we break, I think it's helpful. I remember in the past I put the Gemara in two different globs, but now if you separate it like this, this might be easier as well in terms of reading the Gemara. The Hainu, let's just summarize, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was makil when it came to Kafrisin because of the halacha of Arla, that Arla b'chutz la'aretz, the halacha is that one could be makil. But at the same time, of course, the Brisa says that's Borei Priya 8, but that Brisa is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, and then we have this Maskana of Rabbi Akiva, who, when it comes to Shivas Rabbi Akiva, we could rely on him in Chutzlar. So Ravina Ashkechal and Marber Ravashi. Ravina found Marber Ravashi. Now, what was his Anhaga? The Kazarik, Evionis, V'chachal, Kafrisin. He was eating these Kafrisin. But he was being mafrish the Evionis. Amalei, my daita, ki Rabbi Akiva, the Mekel. Are you following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who's Mekel? If you're looking for kulas, I give you a better kula. I give you the kula beishama. This snah, it's not beishama. I'm the klayim bekerim. Beishil omrim ain't klayim bekerim. Beishama says you don't have to be worried about klayim bekerim when it comes to tzlach. That's a kula. Elu veelu modim shechayim bearla. But they're both moda that there's a chiyuv arla. So in other words, if you follow beishama, you've got a kula also when it comes to klayim bekerim. But the Gemara says, but wait a second, hagufa kasha. That seems to contradict. He seems to contradict himself. Beishama, amitzlat beishama, I'm klein bekerem, alma min yereku. When it comes to klein bekerem, he's assuming it's a yerek. V'hadatani elu ve'elu me'edim shechayim ba'arla. So how could it possibly be that's arla? Alma min ilanu. Answers the Gemara. Halo kasha. Beishama svukim esafkulit. Beishama learned it as a suffix. Va'avdo hachalachumer v'hachalachumer. And at the end of the day, he was machmir for both tzadim. On the one hand, it's a min yerek. On the other, vis-a-vis the halachas of klai kerem. On the other end, as Rashi spells out over here, we're not discussing klai right now. On the other hand, when it comes to arla, he's going to be machmir, and that we're going to treat it as an ilan. But what emerges? Mikol makom. But at the end of the day, what emerges is very interesting. Paradoxically, even though Beishama is a machmir on the suffix shibbo, they have to be choshed, it's both a yarek and a pri. However, what's going to emerge is that he only holds, that's an ilan, b'suffik. Mikol makom lebeisham avalei suffik arla. At the end of the day, it's suffik arla, it's not suffik arla, b'eretz yisrael b'suri mutu, b'chutz la'aretz yared b'lokeyach, b'bach lo yirenu lokeh. That's a very a funny halacha, and that is that a chaver has to be careful that people don't see him, even though he could be mekel, because then they'll draw the wrong conclusion. So what emerges is that Beishamai could actually be mekel. So if you want to be mekel, follow the shita of Beishamai entirely. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Eliezer Avdin Kaveset u'Beishamai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah. The reason why we didn't quote Beishamai and all the implications of Shita's Beishamai is because we don't consider Beishamai a Shita of B'makom Beis Hillel. However, Rabbi Akiva, B'makom Rabbi Elazar, so that one could follow. Hence, what emerges is that we follow the Shita of Rabbi Akiva according to Mar Bar Rav Ashi of Ein Misaser Elav Yonos in Chutz La'aretz, and that's why Rav Ashi threw out the Kafris. Okay, this Ad Kan Divrei HaGemara. I use the Lashon Ad Kan Divrei HaGemara, but I'm going to continue reading a few lines in Gemara. Why? Because there's a big discussion whether this is Gemara. Skip down to the parentheses. The Gemara says on the daf, the Hilchasa, how do we pass it? So we paskin like Marber Rav Ashi that says that you could eat the kafrisin. Umidilgabe orlo lav pira ninu, lagabe brachos namilav pira ninu. Let's take a look at the Rif, who the Rif clearly had this opinion as well. This is the opinion that's quoted in the Rif. So this psak, some argue, was that that was just the psak of the Gaonim that was stuck in to our Gemara. What's the bottom line? That we see from our Rav Ashi that when it comes to Arla, you could be Mekel, so then by Brachos, will also be Mekel as well, that the bracha will be Bar Pri Adam. Let's just spell out that even though that Eretz Yisrael, you're Mahmir, it goes like this. This Shita, the Rif, the Kipshuto, and we're going to see that the Rishonim just fear this out when they argue with each other. But at the end of the day, this is the simple Svar of the Rif, and that is, we have a Safek. We have different Shitas. We have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So then, if we have a Safek, so then in Chutz La'aretz we could be Mekel. If we're going to be Mekel in Chutz La'aretz, so then at the end of the day, then we'll also be Mekel vis-a-vis Bracha. I would guess the Pashtus is based on the idea of Savik Bracha Slahakel. If in Eretz Yisrael you have to be Machmir, in Chutz La'aretz you could be Mekel, so then when it comes to Brachos, so then if you have a Safik, whether you make a Bar Pri Adam, Bar Pri Eitz, you choose the Bar Pri Adam. And I know we got stuck in all the nuances in the Rishonim, which is good, which is important, which we'll get to Be'ezer Hashem. But at the end of the day, that's Pashup Shat in the Psak of the Rif. And that, according to some, in Daf Yomi, that's the Gemara itself. Okay, Tosvos in the Ilchasa quotes a different position. Vaya Omer Haram. I'd like the Talmidim to look in for me. I didn't look into it. Who is this Ram? Dilagame or the La Piru. Haynu mishum de kol amekel bar tzlocha kumosa b'chutz la'aretz. Avol ba'aretz vaday have piri. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly a pri. Umevarachin alav bar pri ha'etz. Ubebrachos lekechiluk bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So Tosas tells us a different approach. Tosas says that since in Eretz Yisrael it's a vaday piri, so then in such a case, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Of course, what's Ton Hezber in the Tosos is Mamad Hamshach. Tzarech Iyun number one on the Sugya of Kafrisin is, at the end of the day, if we're going to say that in Eretz Yisrael it's a pri because you have to be Machmir like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, so then in such a case, then you make a fight, you make a bar priyet. But in Chutz La'aretz, we don't view it that way. So then, why is it that doesn't get a bar priyet adama in Chutz La'aretz? So that's the basic tzarechiyun that we need to be mazvir. It's very important first to get the shitos clear before we go to first of all, extending the sugya and seeing its hashlachos la'alacha, as well as doing any lamdos in the sugya. First, just to see the basic shitas to make sure that the shitas are mesudah. Who crunches this maso matan very well? The way we're seeing it is the Ram versus the Rif. So we're going to see that the Ramban really presents the sugya quite clearly. But before I show you the Ramban, I want to show you how the Chazon Ish dealt with this machlokas. If you could pass around the photocopies of the Chazon Ish. Again, in Shir, sometimes we present things differently than the way we would do it in Seder. We didn't even. By the way, I was stuck in the nuances of the sugya, so I looked to see if there was a Chazon Ish. No one discusses this machlokas in the standard lamdash svarim that I saw. But I saw there's a Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish, the way he breaks it up the sugya is very straightforward. Let's take a look and see how he presents the machlokas. Oh, by the way, before we see the Chazon Ish, let's just see the Tosos fleshed out in the Rush. The Rush also has the same sheet of Tosos, but let's just see how the Rush brings it out, that we had, of course, on the Maram Komos. He quotes the Rif, and in my edition, it's two lines from the Baden, Veloni Hira, in about 3/5 of the way through Simen Gimel. Veloni Hira, Dimashma daha da achol marber Rashi kafisin lav mishum da halachik kerav Yehuda. Elo mishum da hamekel baaretz halacha kemaisa bechutz laaretz. Says the Rosh, the reason why Marber Rav Ashi ate these kafrisin is not because the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, but it's just based on this idea of kol hamekel baaretz halacha kemaisa bechutz laaretz. V'kimam de be'eretz Yisrael piru linyan bracha, piru linyan bracha nami piru. Ve'en chilut be'bracha ben chutz la'aretz eretz Yisrael. Ve'kayim alon kayim b'raisa d'ikari d'parchina mina l'rav l'il u'mashma d'raz sfira k'lei k'avasei elo d'mekel k'rebi akiva b'chutz la'aretz. Says the Rosh, at the end of the day, the b'raisa is the ikar that we had earlier. And it's mashma the Rav held like this. But rather, the only thing is that we have a rule of kol ha-meikel baretz halacha kemosa b'chutz la'aretz. So the Rosh adds a little bit more that we didn't have in Tosos. And that is, that at the end of the day, the Gemara said, from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zorik esav yonos v'ochol es ha-kafrisin. That when it comes to kafrisin, you could be meikel in chutz la'aretz. However, at the same time, the bracha bepashtus is a bracha of borei pri ha'etz. The next thing that requires hezber, according to the Rosh, tzarchiyu number two. In other words, we did Tosos and we asked the tzarchiyu number one. The Rosh adds a little bit more that Tosos didn't say. Tosos said, but it's the same shita, and that is the Rosh says the fact that you can eat the kafrisin is based on the technicality. Kol ha'meikel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. So since there is such a shita, then you could be meikel. But of course, the bracha is going to be a bari priya etz. So, what we need to ask, according to Rush, is, at the end of the day, why could you evoke such a rule? Mamanashach, why is it when it comes to Arla, why is it when it comes to Arla, all of a sudden you defy the reality? If the reality is that Eretz Yisrael defines it as a pri, so then it's not the pshat that you have two opinions over here. We said that it's a pri. So how can you rely on an opinion that's rejected? When would you say the rule kol ha-meikel baretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz? So that's when you have two opinions. But if the halacha is koveya, according to Tosos, that it's a pri, not like the Rif, according to Tosos and the Rosh, it's koveya that it's a pri, so then there isn't a meikel baretz. What do you mean there's a meikel baretz? There's no meikel baretz. At the end of the day, how in chutz la'aretz all of a sudden could you say that kol ha-meikel, you could follow the lenient position? We said that in chutz la'aretz that it's defined as a pri. So if it's defined as a pri, what do you mean you could still rely on the shita kol ha-meikel baretz halacha kemosa b'chutz la'aretz? So this also requires hesber. What exactly is the shita? The riff is very clear. Why is it that according to Tosos you could rely on kol ha-meikel baretz? That's only if you have some suffix. But here you don't have a suffix. Or like Tzarechiyu number one, these are really two sides of the same coin. Tzarechiyu number one that we had asked is at the end of the day, how could you have, on the one hand, you're eating the kafrisin, yet at the same time say it's a pri. So two sides of the same coin were bothered within Tosos and the Rosh. Now, how to take apart this machlokas? So let's see how the Chazon Ish takes apart this machlokas. Says the Chazon Ish like this. Uveplutza, it's on the first column, Uveplutza. Uveplutza, the Rebbe Lazar, the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva, Bekafri, so that's Tosos. Da Iker Ladina, Kerebi Eliezer. The kafrisin chayovim emaiser. Ukebraisa sham. Dimvarchin alei bar priyates. V'chein asur mishum arla b'aretz. So really, Mikra Bedina says the Chazon Ish, we paskin according to the Russian Tosos, like Rabbi Eliezer. That's a full-fledged pri. Ella b'chutz la'aretz mekilin in k'Rabbi Akiva, v'chein divrei ha-Rasham. And that's the opinion of the Rosh. So says the Chazon Ish like this. There's no fancy logic. And that is, the Rosh and Tosfos are paskening straight up like Rabbi Eliezer. It happens to be that there's some hatchet. And the hatchet is that in Chutz La'aretz, you could always follow the lenient position. For Arla. Really, we straight up pasken like Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, the bracha is always a borei priyeis. For some reason, when it comes to the halacha of Arla, what's the some reason? Doesn't make any sense. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. You understand halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, your tefillin's supposed to be black. You don't understand that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. You don't understand this halacha. You don't understand this. And that is, as Rashi said, Nemra halacha le Moshe Mitzrayim, that you follow the lenient opinion in Chutz La'aretz. Not because of any logic. The pre is a pre. Kafrisin is a pre. Period. End of day. But for some reason, halacha le Moshe Mitzrayim, you follow the lenient position. That's the shita of the Rosh and Tosfos. Ukarabonit the Reshbag. And also, that's the opinion. Umiyu b'tmaros, I'm sorry. Umiyu b'tmaros, tanya b'brais, arachim abab, propriates. Umashma, the b'tmaros, savrak Rabbi Akiva. So now, this part of the Chazon Ish is to put into brackets. The Chazon Ish is honest, though, that it's a little bit of a problem, because by tmaros, it seems that we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's the opinion of the Rif? By the way I was masbir the Chazon Ish's presentation, I think I might have answered his tzar kiyum that he asks, but I'm going to skip that right now. I just want to show you how the Chazon Ish fleshes out the machlokas. V'das ha-Rambam ki-bahad v'harif sham. We know that the Rambam paskens that the bracha is borer pri adama, like we saw in the Rif. Why? Because he's going with a different shita. Very simple. And then the Chazon Ish throws in Olashitaso, Ulachen Kasa, Biperik Beis Milchus Trumas Halachada, the Kafris and Potter Min HaMaiser. Very simple machlokis la halacha. And that is, this machlokis Tosas in the Rush. And the Rif in the Rambam is a machlokas of psak. How you cut the pri? According to Tosfos and the Rush, we paskin like the man the Amar who says beikar kafrisin is a pri. Dahinu Rabbi Eliezer. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, they paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Straight up, very very smooth, according to Chazon Ish's presentation. Let's take a look now at the Ramban. And what we're going to see now is the Ramban's way of defending the Rif and disagreeing with the world of the Bali Tosfos. Now, what happened is, right now we have machlokas between Ashkenaz and Svart. That's a real machlokas, not who to take into schools and who not to take into schools. That's a real machlokas. This is as of now, it's a machlokas between Ashkenaz and Svart. That's just pure sinner. That's not okay. Tough. Also, the Bagatz wasn't fair at all either. That's a different issue. So let's take a look at the Ramban. What the Ramban does is the Ramban has a different emphasizes a different nekuda. And we'll see the machlokas was not only a machlokas between Ashkenaz and Svard, but we'll see that within the Olam HaSvarad, there was also a shita that learned like Tosfos and the Rush. Let's go backwards in the Ramban. Let's take a look and see why the Ramban goes on it on a polemic, because he wants to respond to the Ravid. I just want to show you that he's responding to the Ravid, and thereby, I think, also, in a way, responding to Tosfos and the Rush. 9-10 lines from the end of the Ramban, he writes, V'hutzrachti lichtov zeh, which we didn't see what zeh is. I just want to show you what his agenda is. Mipnei shereisi l'rav, Rabbeinu Avram ben David, shekosav, The high piska lo mechuvar. This, by the way, the quote from the Ravid starts from the high piska. The Ravid responded to the Rif. The fact that the Rif was a Sfaradi didn't, and the Ravid also was, didn't mean that the Ravid had to agree with him. He disagreed many times with the halachas. The Baal HaSagas writes the following: High piska lo mechavra, to lo asya, lo kereb Elazar, Eliezer, lo kereb Akiva. The ilu the Rebbe Eliezer preetsu kapashu the brisa. Alav Yonas al kafrisin bar preets. So says the Ravid, who are you paskening like? You're paskening neither like Rebbe Eliezer nor like Rebbe Akiva. The im kedivrei arav avogav de legabe arla kafrisin mutarin mevarech alem bar preets. Vishani arla mebracha. Wait a second, Rabbi Bose. That's already, he was responding to the Ravid over here, right? What? There's some way that's true, that some add by Kafrisin and Eitz. Yeah, that I saw. So the Ramban says that he's responding to the Ravid, who says that the Bracha is a Borei Priya Eitz, because the Ravid claims Mamanusha. If you're going to have to be machmir on the kafrisim for being mafrish for trumas, so then the bracha will have to be a bar priates. How could you, Rif, live in a world where on the one hand you're going to be machmir in Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand you're going to say that the bracha is going to be a bar priyadama? I stopped because there's a little bit of an issue of a girsa over here on the bottom, but this is what he's responding to. The Ravid's position, who says that the Rif is neither here nor there. So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban's going to say, no, I'm going to develop for you what the Shita of the Rif is. So let's take a look now. And again, the Ramban is responding to the Ravid, and see how the Ramban presents the Shita of the Rif. Let's start from the Kasav Baal Halachos. Umidilagabe Orla Lav Piro, who? Legabe Brocha Nami Lav Piro, who? V'lo mevarcha la'bar priyaitz ela bar priyadama. V'chein kasev ilchus rabbein. Says the Ramban, v'dover borur. What the Rif said was very straightforward. I don't know why the Ravid made his asaga. There's no room for the Rosh and Tosis' other opinion. V'dover borur. D'lav priyaitzu. V'lo nog be'arla. D'havile kiyerek. V'lo mevarchina bar priyaitz. Says the Ramban, it's straight up. It's a vegetable. We look at these kafrisin as a vegetable. Now, Rabosai, we haven't analyzed at all why the kafrisin is a vegetable. That will be Mirz Hashem at the end of this week, or in the beginning of next. Miu kima de chazila achila mavarei chala bar piyadama. But since it's chazila achila, it'll get a bar piyadama. Says the Ramban, va'afa gadol ininara sveikahu. Even though when it comes to Arlo we're machmir. Linyim bracha nami lahave sveika. Bar priyadama varchina, dinafik bay. Afilu priyates. We have a suffik. If you have a suffik on what bracha you're supposed to make, ha'etz or adama, you make adama because adama is motzi ha'etz. Hilkach mevarch le'ahachi. Therefore it should be enough. And then he goes on and he fleshes out the shitas. So the Ramban responds to the Ravid. The Ravid said, how could you have something that you're mafrish trumos in Eretz Yisrael and still make a bar priya adama? And the Ramban says, no, really, it's a yerek. It's just that there's one shita that we're choshish for, so therefore we're going to be machmir. Now this machlokes constantly is resurfacing. The Hainu, the Machlokes being the following. The fact that you're mafrish in Eretz Yisrael, what does that do to the halachos of brachos? According to the Tosvos and the Rosh, what it does to the bracha is that it turns the bracha into bar priya eitz. According to the Ramban says no. It still remains a bar priya adama. Now, Rabosai, on the most basic level, we need to be masbir what is the crux of this machlokis. What's the nekudas ha-machlokis? Why is it that the Ramban is saying what he says, and why is it that the Tosos and the Rosh say what they say. I also want to point out to you that the way the Ramban broke apart the Machlokas, Lanias Daiti, is a little bit different than the way Maran HaChazonish described the Machlokas. The Hainu. This is really a second Nakuda. According to the Ramban, the Machlokas Ramban Raivid seems to be what happens when you have a Suffolk in Eretz Yisrael and you're Machmir. It doesn't say, the Ramban doesn't spell out, as far as what I saw, you'll tell me and correct me if I'm wrong, the Ramban did not spell it out as a machlokes of who we paskin like. The Ramban said, the Ramban structures the Nakuda of what happens when you have a Suffolk in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish claims that the crux of the machlokes between the Rush on the one hand and the Ramban, and the Rif, is who are they passing, like Rabbi Eliezer or like Rabbi Akiva. According to the Ramban, it sounds like there's a Sveika Dedina. And the Machlokis between the Rif and the Raivin, and the Ramban clearly takes the side of the Rif, is when you have a Sveika Dedina in Eretz Yisrael, what happens? The fact that you're Machmir and Trumas defines the Halacha of Brachos? Or no? The Raivin said that it does. The fact that you're Machmer and the Safek. The Ramban says the Rif disagrees. Mehechi Tesi. You're Machmer here, Al Tzilchus Trumas. You're Mekel here, in Hilchus Brachas. That's fine. Why? Safek Trumas goes to Chumra. Safek Brachas goes to Kula. So it seems to be a little bit different than the way the Chazon Ish set up this Machlokes. Now, the Chazon Ish didn't say he was talking to Ramban. Chazon Ish said he was talking in the Rif and the Ramban. That's fine. In other words, we're not Chas v'Chalila, we would never do it. When we went to the cemetery in Bnei Brak, I like to speak to the Talmidim about the different Gedolei Torah. One of the more Zionistic Rebbeim complained that why is it that they go to Bnei Brak? All the Gedolim there are Haredim. So I don't think that's a time. I think we should go to Bnei Brak, and I think we should go to other places too. Not that anyhow. So when we were there, but when we got to the, I think we should go to all the Gedolei Torah. If they're Gedolei Torah, you go to them, whatever color kippah they have. I don't understand. I don't understand that the prejudice. So, but Chazon Ish's kever, I couldn't talk. The Chazon Ish was from such a, to Rav Shach, one could talk about when. Where Rav Dessler, but the Chazon Ish was such a, he was, they say every once in a while, every generation has a throwback from someone that was shayach to Doros there 600, 700 years before. Rav Shach was a great gadol b'Torah, but he was shayach for this generation. The Chazon Ish was from, was someone that his whole mahus and his whole Torah, the way he writes and so on, it's something that's back from 600, 700 years ago. I would say what they say that about the Gra, that the Gra was like some nitzotz that was really shayach from the early Doros of the Rishonim. Same could be said about the Chazon Ish. Maybe he's from the door of the Gra. It's a totally different mahus. By the Chazon Ish, it's very, very hard to talk. So whenever the Chazon Ish says something that I see that a Rishon is against, I realize usually, yes, the Chazon Ish is mahalach. It's not like the Rishon, but he's a droid. He's not. So the Ramban said it this way. The Chazon Ish is from the Kadmoni, in terms of his kofos. There was no one in the last 100 years, at least from the writings that we had from them, that had such tfis on sugyas like the Chazon Ish. No one. We don't have anybody like it. So it's hard to even talk. But the Ramban seems to be having a different mahalach. Chazon Ish is fine because he's saying Bedas Harifin and the Ramban. Yes, Michael. Yeah.
I understand that by my saying Truma, okay, so be safe and take it anyways. But if it's really a Yerek, how can you make Ha'etz on it, according to the Tosfos?
Right, that was one of the Sarachim number one.
Oh, we said that?
Yeah, that's Sarachim number one. That's Sarachim number one.
I think so.
Nu Rabosai, what do you want to say about the Machlokas? We're going slowly, methodically. I want to make sure that the whole sheet, all the sheets are clear. What do you want to say? What is this crux of the machlokas between the Ramban and the Raivid? Again, this is Roman numeral 2. Chazon Ish was Roman numeral 1. But if you read the Ramban, it seems to be that there's something else that's at play over here. Nu, what do you want to say? I saw the Talmidim were fighting about this during Seder. What's the crux of this machlokas? Yes, Simcha?
According to the Ramban and the Rif, it's just the Sveika Medina. We don't know how to pasuk in anywhere. So then we follow the call of Sveika, then in Eretz Yisrael will be Machmir and Bracha will be Meiko.
Right.
But according to the others, that we're actually pasuking up in a certain place. In Eretz Yisrael, we're pasuking one way, and that's going to affect all areas of Halacha, and it's not a Sufik anymore. But in other places, we're...
Right. It seems that this is the first step. We still didn't answer either the two Tzarathiyuns in the Tosas and the Rush, but that seems to be the first step. The crux of the Machlokas over here seems to be, at the end of the day, what happens when, let's say, Rav Ashi is throwing away the Kafrisin? What's happening over here? Is the Pshat that when we're in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, when he's throwing away the Kafrisin in Chutz Laretz, I'm sorry, when he's eating the kafris in the chutz laretz, or you're being mafrish trumos in Eretz Yisrael, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that there's a suffix, and therefore you have to be machmer both in Eretz Yisrael and the chutz laretz? And then if such in such a case, then the same thing would be in regards to Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos would say that you follow the leading position. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Tosas and the Rush have a very nuanced approach. The Ramban is very straightforward. The Ravid and Tosas and the Rush learn differently. They understand that when we're being mafrish in Eretz Yisrael, then we're paskening that it's a pri. And there's really no Sveika Dedina over here. Really, there's no Sveika Dedina. It's a pri. And therefore, in Hilchos Brachos, it gets a bar of priates. And even in Chutz Laretz, it gets a bar of priates. It's just that when it comes to Chutz Laretz, for some reason, you could be Mekum. Okay, a little deeper, Simcha. What's that question? Whether we look at it as an objective suffix or not, what's the Chakira in? What would the Chakira here be in? Yeah, go ahead, finish off. In other words, I'm just taking what you said, we need to advance, we need to develop a little bit more. Go ahead. Right, it sounds like it's a chakirin, kol ha-mekel bar, it's halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. Dahainu, is it possible to say, kol ha-mekel bar, it's halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz, is telling us that even when you view the halacha vadai within one shita, you could still rely on the shita in chutz la'aretz as being the and follow it. Or do we say that when the rule that says kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz tells us that in Eretz Yisrael there really is a safek in din, there really is a safek in din. It's just that what we say is that you can rely on the lenient position. Now, normally, if you will, there's really no nafkamina whether you say it this way or say it that way. Because at the end of the day, a suffik derais, you have to be machmer. A suffik in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmer. But here, now we get into a tension. If we say that in Eretz Yisrael there is a din vadai, so the Ramban claims that if there would be a din vadai, so then in such a case, you couldn't even rely on the lenient position. Tosos, the Rush and the Ravid are saying no. Even when in Eretz Yisrael, we look at it as a din vadai, you could still pull out the idea, the yisod of kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. That's the crux of this machlokas. So the nafkamina is, what bracha do you make when you have a machlokas in Eretz Yisrael? That's the nafkamina. Do you make a bar of priates or a bar of priadon? The Ravid says you make a bar of priates because in Eretz Yisrael it's a vadai. It seems that the Ramban can't accept that, because the Ramban says that in such a case, then you couldn't follow the lenient position in Chutz La'aretz. Rather, what the Rif is saying is that you have a Sveika Dedina, so you go Lekula in regards to Bracha, and in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmir. So do you evoke the rule of Kala Mekel Barzach Kamosa B'Chutz La'aretz, even in a case of where the halacha was koveyed as a vadai? This lechura first is the first step in what this machlok, in what's behind this machlok is. Or maybe you want to call it second step. Number one is to be magdir what they're arguing about. They're arguing about how you look at a suffik when you have a suffik of tanoim and eretz yisrael. And then behind that question is the fact that we say kol amekel barzal kamosa b'chutzars. Does that show us that when you have a machlokis and shitos, there's still some type of sveika dedina? The Ramban says that shows us that there's still an element of sveika dedina, while the Ravid says that there is none. The nafgamina is hilchos brachos. Do you make a bar pri adama, or do you make a bar pri paez? Now, Rabosai, I still want to go further. I want to understand what's behind that machlokis. I want to understand why would that be so? Manashach, if you have a psak in Eretz Yisrael, so how could you resuscitate a shita that's rejected? Ad kedei kach that you pask in that way in Hilchos Brachos and Chutz La'aretz as well. In other words, who makes more sense? The Ramban. The Ramban makes more sense. How could you resuscitate a shita if we say that you paskin like it even in Chutz La'aretz? You make a Bo'er Priya Eitz in Chutz La'aretz. How could you have such a shita? What's the general way of understanding? The general way of understanding is that in Eretz Yisrael you have on some type of level of suffik and you have to be machmir. So it's a sveika dedina, you have to be machmir. Fine. But then in Hilchas Brachas you should go lekula. And then you could say you could go lekula for sure in Chutz La'aretz. But over here, we're going so far as we're saying that's koveya the bracha. So then why would it be different? Yes, Ezra.
That it seems like Rashi can maybe be on the side of the Ramban also. That's why Rashi here with Kol Mikol Ba'aretz, he explains it as saying that it's a suck. It's not that it's
very good. See, you're stealing a little bit of my thunder, but I'm totally fine with this. What Ezra's saying is very good. Ezra's pointing out it could very well be that Rashi's anticipating all these problems. And that's why Rashi learned that our shita was not like the accepted shita halacha of how you look at Arlan Chutz La'aretz. In other words, we saw that there's a shita dechuya which Rashi, according to Pnei Yeshua, is following, and that is that Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a din derabbanan. That's a shita la mechesem abeis and kedushin. So Rashi is trying to set up the possibility of being able to have, on the one hand, a real sveika dedina, and hence a split in terms of the nihug, the hainu, that you have the nihug in Eretz Yisrael to be machmir as a sveika dedina, and as a sveika dedina in Chutz La'aretz that you'll be able to be mekel. But if you were coming from the perspective of Arla as being a halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, right? So then that becomes a lot harder. That's what Ezra is saying. I want to tighten what you're saying. Maybe we could say even stronger. But I think you're right. I think that there's room to say that the two issues are connected. We separated them, but I think it could very well be that Rashi somehow is preempting. I have a big chiddush to say. I'm not at all sure it's correct. What I would like to do, this is the best way. Checking whether it's right is to let the Talmidim try to think about what the Pshat and Tosis and the Rush should be. Mamanushach, again, if we're going to say that there's a suffix that remains, then why should Dinabar Priya Eitz apply? I'm not sure at all if my Chiddush is correct. I'll give you a hint in the direction that I'm going. The Iker is not the Chiddush. The Iker is what we did up until now. The Iker is to break apart the Shittas. I gave him a halach in the past of how to understand kol mekel baratz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. What I thought was was a compelling mahalach. I'm wondering if that mahalach is connected to being mazvir the shita of Tosas, but there are a lot of assumptions that I have to make for it to work. So maybe the Talmidim have something better. I'm not sure. I'd rather let the Talmidim fight about it, because at the end of the day, I look at the learning as being a laboratory. We're developing together. Usually that's what happens, right? Before we start the next year, usually the first 10 minutes is going back to put the pieces together from the last thing. So Mir Tashem, tomorrow we'll see if tonight and tomorrow morning we come up with something more. But Lechura, this is what we were Magdir the Machlokis. What is the Omek of the Shita of Tosas and the Rush? I don't have full Havana. And then tomorrow I'd like to explode the Sugya. Tomorrow I'd like to show how many of the issues over here and how you look at Kafrisin as a pre or not is going to have hashlachos throughout the sugyas of Birchos HaPeres. But the first thing is to really to break apart what the machlokas is. Okay, Rabbi Berman is waiting upstairs. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, Simcha, what do you want to say?
Did you say that, you know, why according to Tosfot is it not that even the bracha and chutzlars is also an eighth?
What, according to Tosos, the bracha in Chutz La'aretz
is an Adam.
No. Well, the Rush says it. You want to say it in Tosos?
Or, let's say the
Rush. No, the Rush says black and white. Wait, how does it work? Yes, Tosos says the fair too, but bracha's letter, if you look bang.
All right, so let's